Welcome to this demonstration of changing your bands on your Apple Watch. And for this demo, I'm actually going to be using my wife's Apple Watch Sports 38mm. When I first bought her Apple Watch a couple of weeks ago, she got a blue band, which was the fluoroelastoma band. And just today, she received her white band for her Apple Watch. So I thought, why not do a demo of changing the bands on the Apple Watch? So here we are for the demo. So I've currently got the box that contains the bands in it. So I'm just going to open it up. Just open it up at one end. Okay, sliding it out. And if I unfold the sleeve that contains the bands and lay it down on the table, what I've got, the way it's laid out, on the bottom left-hand side, I have one side of the band, which is the standard size band with the clasp on it. And then across to the right, also in the same slot, you have the medium to large band. And then directly above that, in the other part of the unfolded sleeve, you have the small to medium band. So let me first of all take the band out that contains the clasp. Just pull it out of the slot it's in. Put that down on the table. And my wife wants the small to medium band. Pull that out. Now put that aside. So I've got two bands. I'll do the clasp one first. So I grab my wife's Apple Watch Sports. And if I turn it over and I'm going to do the side that contains the clasp, there's a button on the underside of the Apple Watch where the actual band connects. And it's basically a button that's flush with the casing of the Apple Watch back. And you just push it in with your fingernail, like I'm doing now, and slide the band off, which I've just done now. And I'm going to put the other band on that contains the clasp. I'm just going to slide it into the slot, of course using the end that contains the lug that is going to fit into the slot on the Apple Watch. And what I find myself doing as I'm sliding it across, I'm also pushing it in so it has a good connection inside the slot itself. So when it slides across, it's going to lock in easily. Sliding across, and it's now it's locked in. So that's one side. Now on the other side, I'll take the other band off. That's still the white one on there. So I'm going to push the button in, slide the band off, and it's off. And grab the other band, which is now white. Find the slot, slide it in, and that's on as well. So basically, when you slide either band in, it'll go so far and then it'll lock into place. You don't have to actually press that button on either side to lock in the band. And of course, to release them again, you press the button in on the Apple Watch on the side where the band is connected, push it in, and just pull the band off either direction, either left or right. Doesn't really make any difference. And that completes this very quick demo of changing the bands on your Apple Watch. For the fluoroelastoma band, you get one standard band that contains the clasp, two size bands that fit you, a small to medium, medium to large. And as usual, thanks for listening, and bye for now.